I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, if you just joined us, we had a caller who we're vetting, but I've seen it myself as part of the course, breaking down where he'd go in these crack houses for FEMA disaster funds, and there'd be kids literally in a state of, you know, near death from what I heard. And FEMA, CPS, none of them would do anything because they don't want poor kids. They want to make sure they die as quickly as possible. That's all covered up. And then I was just getting into how the yuppies just flip out when you've got three kids. Boy, they're really not going to like me coming down the road here soon. And they get in your face about all this stuff. And that's why I carry my iPhone at all times now. I'm going to start just videotaping them. You think I'm joking about this? I've told my wife, next time one of these women walks over and goes, do you really think it's, you really have three kids? You think that's a good idea? Think that's good for the earth? I mean, these people are cult members is all I'm telling you. So they're trying to take my kids because one of them's got a birthmark. And knock on wood, my children have never had any serious injuries or been to the hospital. And then meanwhile, kids in the most dangerous things with horrible parents, they leave them with them. And it just makes me sick. Again, liberals are the counterfeit of everything they claim they are. That's my point. Thomas Jefferson, a liberal. You, an authoritarian punk. Let's go to your calls here. Just run through them quickly. John's been holding too long, and so has Michael and Simon. And then we'll get to folks in Israel, David in Israel. John in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing? I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. I just wanted to know about a couple of things that I know you're always on top of. First is sequestration. I'm really scared about it. I don't know much. Maybe you can let me know about that.
And well, I mean, that's just where they have automatic spending cuts in the military. Go ahead.
I was thinking that it was more than that. I was hearing reports and reading online about how when sequestration is supposed to start cutting down on welfare and all these other things. So, and also the secession. How is government supposed to help people that are already, you know, bound by the government? And the states pull out. How does this transition occur?
Well, here's the deal. It's slowly going to collapse anyways if it continues down the road. The way you help people is producing an economy and a society. Instead, they destroy the society and then make you basically go on welfare. That's the plan. And so it's absolutely devilish. And that's how you get locked between a rock and a hard place.
Also, one more thing I needed to tell you, it had to do with voting for Obama. My daughter, she's a six-year-old. She's in first grade, and they have these little things where they try to teach them, they teach them how to vote. But my daughter doesn't know anything about voting. She comes home one day, and she tells me, Daddy, I voted. I'm speechless. She tells me she voted for Obama because that's what the schools told her. Between these two pictures, whose name sounds better? And you like Obama? You like Obama? And I asked the teacher, I asked the assistant principal, and they told me, well, we're just letting them, you know, choose between what's their choice. And, you know, it was like I was talking to a little kid. Incredible.
Well, you're right. That's the thing. It's an arrested development in the general population, which robs people of their true destinies and is the ultimate sin. And it's what we struggle against, John. But it's a terrible situation that they would spend $22 billion to move General Motors to China or part of its plants for Volt and Cadillac and then say that the voters in the Rust Belt states voted for Obama because he would give them benefits. But their kids won't ever have any jobs. Listen, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with more calls. We ought to do a show where I take calls from Israel and the Palestinian areas. Because that'd be good to hear both sides on that sometimes. Maybe we'll do that on Friday. Well, I'm not here Friday. It's Mike Adams. We'll be right back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Wednesday, the 21st day of November 2012. And I am the Mad Texan, as they call me, Alex Jones. And you are the awesome audience of activists and liberty lovers out there. It's just too big to even report on here on air properly. How big the national opt-out, film the TSA, hand out flyers exposing the radiation machines, hand out flyers where they're talking about how they're not saving the naked body scans, but they are. I mean, it is having a big effect. So they're trying to threaten journalists now, even mainline journalists. That's backfiring. I mean, everyone is seeing through this house of cards. And so they'll act more arrogant, more blustering. It's going to implode. And I'm going to get to a special report on that in a moment with State Representative David Simpson, who's reintroducing the fight right here at the nullification level, the state of Texas. But Michael in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I've been listening for about 4 years. I'm 19, about to be 20. I've been listening since I was 16. And I was really glad to see you talk about Israel this morning, because I've been an avid fan. And I've seen a lot of crazy alternative documentaries on YouTube that try to accuse you of being some type of Israeli agent that are just ridiculous. And anyway, I was glad to see that you touched on that subject today. And,
well, I mean, you know, I mean, here's the deal. You've got to accuse me of being a bunch of other agents, too. That's probably a cognitive dissonance, Cass Sunstein-style operation, because they really go crazy when I do criticize Israel. And it has the reverse psychology of making me never want to criticize Israel, because that is a popular internet meme where some nobody who never stood up for anybody, never did anything, never said their real name, never had skin in the game, can just say, Alex Jones is a Vatican agent, or Alex Jones is a Israel agent, or Alex Jones is this or that. And sometimes they go find distant members of my family and then mix it in with other people who aren't my family and say, you know, horrible things. Like they'll show a picture of some dentist named David Jones at the George Herbert Walker Bush Memorial in Houston and say, that's his dad. It's the proof. You know, and my dad's, well, it's not even the right middle name, and there's photos of my dad online. And then people are like, we ought to get his dad. And that's when it kind of gets to you. It's like, man, they're not just lying about me. You know, they're lying about my dad. Yeah, and again, I come from a family where even if you don't like somebody, you tend to not talk bad about them. I'm kind of the anomaly that I've gotten to the point where I'm just done playing games. So I'm firing in all directions at people that have done us wrong. But, you know, I certainly, if I'm going to go after somebody on air, then I'm going to try to have my ducks in a row and be right about it. I'm not going to try to accuse somebody, you know, who's innocent of something. But that's a way it's been successful of beating people into submission. I remember 10 years ago, if you said Jews were the seed of the devil, but you thought Hitler was bad, that was okay. You know, first it was weird. It's not that Jews are the devil. Zionists are the devil. And then it's like, no, Jews are inherently the devil. And people will edit that out and say I said that. I'm not. People know. People are wise to the tricks. Just be aware of it, folks. This is more and more that's happening. They take like three words out and, you know, put it out there. And you're not trustworthy enough if you don't think all Jews should be killed. And so it just radicalizes, where it's just cartoon land where people don't even know how to write, but they can say this person's this or that when they don't know Israel. We've got a call from Israel. We'll go to it in a few minutes. It's very diverse politically. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, if you look at what Israel's doing and what was done to the Native Americans here, there's parallels, except Israel could argue their people were there before, so they have the stake. Groups ethnically push each other out. And I think it's ugly, it's horrible, it's primitive, it's wrong. Both sides are wrong. That's why the globalists are financing both sides. I've covered that ad nauseum. You know, I've covered the USS Liberty. I've made films on it. And the white supremacist and all those people, like Hal Turner, who it turned out was an FBI asset, and I said that on record because I could tell he was one, you know, came out and said, Jones is covering up for the USS Liberty, because the admirals I all had on who blew the whistle pointed out that they were ordered to stand down, and the White House was in control of it with Israel to false flag the ship to be able to attack Egypt. I mean, that's a cold-blooded military move. I was covering the real depth of the Liberty, and I had people say, listen, our government wasn't involved in that. It's the Jews. And my thing is, well, let's depoliticize or de-racial this thing or de-religionize. And I'm making up words here, you know, like I'm Jesse Jackson. The point is that just look at how they play us off against each other and then have basic principles of liberty. And then no matter what color we are, what religion, whatever it is, we can all agree these are basic standards that work to build a civilization. Level playing field, free market, you know, exceptionalism, all of these things. But I'm almost out of time, and I got to play a couple news reports here. Again, but let's just for the sake of argument say I'm this horrible person. That shouldn't be used as a crutch for other people to not go out and fight the New World Order. It's easy to come out with a website or a podcast and announce you're great and Alex Jones is bad. It's easy to come out and announce he's a shill, he's this and that, and string stuff together out of context to then announce how big you are. And I am so big that will get them some limited attention, but not good attention. It's like junk food or something. And so I don't mind being attacked. They've taken it to new heights with my family and stuff. And, you know, everything they do, we just get blessed in the end, so it's up to God. But outside of Alex Jones here, did you have any points you wanted to cover real fast?
Yeah, definitely. I've always, like I said, I'm young, but I've done a lot of looking into a lot of different subjects. I first started looking into you when I found out about the Federal Reserve and just how our whole system has been based off of lies, and it just doesn't make any sense. And when you know, economically, just mathematically, you know, our whole system is just, you know, based off of debt and is literally slavery. And so anyway, that's how I started getting into all of this. And my parents, you know, my mom, you know, totally thinks I'm just ridiculous and that I'm just looking into, you know, wackos, I guess.
It's bad. It's bad to look into things. You don't want to look into things. Well, look, they've tried to flood the internet with wacko weirdness and infighting. That's what Cass Sunstein talked about. And I appreciate your call, sir. They've done that so that people don't know what's real. Okay, well, look, if it's on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, about 95% of it's accurate. We really try to be accurate. We've got our, you know, serious handle on things. And we give a bibliography of everything we talk about. Okay? I mean, that's what's important. You've got to go make your own decision. But we're trying to find reality. We're trying to be truthful. We're trying to be honorable. But we're fallible, you know, corrupt creatures. We're humans. So it's going to have problems. But we're trying to be real. We're trying to be true blue. And so, you know, that's where it stands or falls. And I've been attacked since day one. Man, the devil must have known what I was going to do early on in my life. Threw everything he had at me, but God took me through it. And 17 years on air, I mean, I think about the stuff I went through the first few years on air. It's nothing even compared to now. And so I'm just going to continue on. We're going to skip this network break here because I've got to go to this piece. And then we're going to come back and go to Simon and then David in Israel. Maybe we shouldn't talk to David in Israel. Israel's so evil. Maybe I'm bad if I even talk to somebody in Israel. I mean, that should be blown off the map, right? I mean, it's wrong to have some Israelis say we need to mow the yard with the Palestinians, which is wrong, and I said that's wrong. But it's wrong to also have some of the Palestinian Authority people and Ahmadinejad say we want to blow Israel off the map. And by the way, he has basically said that. People say, oh, he didn't really mean that in his quote. He said drive the Zionist state out in the ocean. So they've also said we're going to blow Israel off the map. Okay, there's a lot of, I don't think the people in Israel have a corner on chutzpah, is my point. And I don't want any war. I want all those cultures to thrive. I want peace. I don't want the crooks to be able to short-circuit society because it gives them power to have wars. You understand that? I want prosperity for everybody because when I want prosperity for you, I get it. And I don't do that like magically. I've learned that in life. I always was like that. I wanted good for other people. And people said, oh, that's foolish. You get ahead by cheating others. Well, that's not what I found. When I die, I want people to know Alex Jones was reputable. He did what he said he would do. He was honorable. He was a good guy. That's why the system, if you notice in their attacks on us, always say we're fraud and we're not real. Because they don't want you to know there's anything real. They don't want you to know there's anything bona fide. Warts and all, I'm real, folks. I don't agree with Jesse Ventura on some things that are fundamental, like abortion. But I still admire him because he is so real and is not controlled. And I know he's come a long way in the 8 years I've known him. And I think in the end, he's going to fully wake up. Okay? So not even the most wise know how everything is going to end up in the end. You just have to go with your heart, go with your soul. Use the intellect to navigate at one level, but your gut and your heart at another. And that's what I have going for me. People that do have discernment, successful people. They know how to read, folks, and they know I'm real. The New World Order knows I'm real. They know I'm ready until death to fight the globalist. I mean, I'm seeking for the truth. I'm seeking for the honorable course. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want, because I know it was 5 minutes ago I was 6, 7 years old. It seems like 5 minutes ago. It seems like 30 seconds ago my first child was born. Now he's 10 years old, about to be 11. I know how short this is, and I know that all that lives on is the species. All that lives on is the good guys. And I have hopes and dreams for other people and the love and the passion they're going to have. Even if you don't believe in God and afterlife, I believe in the afterlife of life. I believe in good. All right, let's go to this clip where our own David Knight interviews the House member here in Texas that's leading the charge against the TSA. Here it is.
I don't know about you folks, but I want my freedom and dignity back. You know, the federal government is making it a prerequisite to travel that you have to be subjected to humiliation and sexual assault at the airports. They're taking the right to move about freely, and they're trying to change that into a privilege that's granted only if you submit yourself to unnecessary humiliation. But fortunately, here in Texas, we have some men with some backbone on this issue, and the leader on that is Representative David Simpson from Longview, Texas. Can you tell us a little bit about the bill that you've just put in? It's House Bill 80, I believe?
That's correct. Basically, is we're calling it the Texas Freedom Travel Act. It makes it an offense to touch someone's private part as a condition of getting into an area accessing public transportation or a venue. Mm-hmm. You have to have probable cause. You have to believe someone's committing a criminal act to treat them as a criminal.
We basically lost our innocent until proven guilty assumption here. Now we're all guilty until they prove that we're innocent. Is that correct?
That's right. We're continuing to receive assaults on the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, which our founding fathers were very concerned about. And the Fourth Amendment is one in particular that's under assault.
Mm-hmm. Now, this brings up an interesting conflict between the federal government, and we're seeing this on a number of issues. There were a lot of states that passed initiatives that would limit the Obamacare mandate. There were states that passed initiatives on medical marijuana, even marijuana legalization. And we've seen over and over again that the federal government just disregards the wishes of the people and the wishes of the states. They completely disregard the 10th Amendment, just like they do much of the rest of the Constitution. Now, you tried this 2 years ago. Tell us what happened at that time.
Well, the bill received bipartisan support, both chambers. It passed unanimously on both second and third reading. Then the Department of Justice threatened to make Texas basically a no-fly zone, to shut down a flight or series of flights. And that's just an outrageous threat. We have planes coming in and out of Texas all the time. People are not being searched in this way. And then the bill was brought to the floor after that threat was made, and the initial support that we had, which was nearly every senator, dissipated so that we couldn't overcome the procedural hurdle. But I do believe the people of Texas are behind the bill, and I've received encouraging words from some of the leadership of our state that the bill is going to move quickly, and that's encouraging to me.
Well, that's great. You know, it's not just the people of Texas. There's people all over the country that were watching that last time and were supporting you on that. And as you said, it was a total outrage that the federal government would try to blackmail us over that. You know, if you remember 2 years ago around Thanksgiving, right after they'd rolled these machines out, we organized a opt-out campaign for the busiest travel day of the year. And the TSA blinked. They shut the machines down. So, you know, we're coming back this time. 2 years later, we've got an opt-out and film campaign. And this time we're doing it for a week. Because they tried to back down on that. You know, people are fed up with this, and all over the country, people are fed up with this. I really do hope that the Texas legislature, that all of them will get some backbone this time and call their bluff. There's absolutely no way they're going to be able to shut down all travel in and out of Texas.
Well, that's right, and we just should not submit to something that's unconstitutional. We should refuse to give them that right to touch us in that way, unless we've committed a criminal act. And this bill, too, is a little bit improved in that it won't allow TSA or anybody to separate a child from a parent. There was one autistic boy that was separated from his parents. When he was being touched in this intrusive way, he began to cry out, "Man on boy, man on boy." Mm. And just as a young child who's taught that this is indignant and not supposed to be done can figure this out. Why are we allowing our federal government to do this?
Yes.
And we shouldn't go along with it as a state and support it.
That's right. That's right. That's why I said at the beginning, I want my freedom and my dignity back. You know, this is, I think this is just nothing more than just behavioral conditioning. If you look at B.F. Skinner, that's exactly what he was suggesting, telling everybody they have to freeze in the airport. I mean, this is going beyond all reason. This is nothing more than just behavioral control.
That's right. agents. We should refuse to submit to those things. One of my favorite parts of our Texas Constitution is Article 1, Section 1. It says Texas is a free and independent state, subject only to the United States Constitution. And then it goes on to talk about the importance of local self-government and preserving that. And when it's impaired, it threatens the union, the perpetuity of the union. And so this is critical for not only our state, but for our whole nation, that we do not put up with tyranny.
Yes. Yeah, you probably have noticed these petitions that are going around at the White House. There's 50 petitions in every state saying that they would like to secede.
That's right. And we must refuse as a state to carry out their business for us.
Yes.
One of the programs was Bus Safe in Houston, where they were going to randomly search people's handbags and interrogate them on municipal buses. And what was crazy about it is the Houston PD and our state law enforcement, they would never do that except under the color of the TSA.
Yes.
That doesn't give us any right to not follow the Constitution. We must refuse to follow those who would not uphold the Constitution.
Well, Representative Simpson, I sure appreciate you talking to us. Thank you for taking the lead on this, and we are all watching you to see what happens, and we're all supporting you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David, and thank the people of Texas. They're going to be the ones that move it forward. Thank you so much.
All right, powerful little seven-minute interview, and I'm just doing the rest of the hour live here today. I know we've got Simon in the U.K. holding the longest. Then we've got David in Israel, Celeste in New Mexico, Scanner and Kenny. I will at least get to those calls and hit the economic news. Years ago, I couldn't get it all done in 3 hours. So I went to 4 hours. I went back to three, but we can still do four here. And a lot of stations actually carry the fourth hour. So let's go to Simon in the UK. Then we'll go to David in Israel. Go ahead, Simon. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Alex. What I hope you'll find exciting news. I've been sympathetic with the fact that your electoral system is so inaccessible, but because ours still has the paper ballot, you were talking a lot about that earlier, and I just want to tell you, I founded a party. You can have six words for a party name. My party is called 9/11 Was an Inside Job.
And that'd be a good party. Actually, some polls show 80% of people think it was an inside job here in the U.S. That might be a successful party name.
Well, we found no trouble getting the 10 signatures we needed. I walked down one short street, and we're on the ballot for Parliament for an election taking place on the 29th of November, and I have 58,500 leaflets with 9/11 was an inside job emblazoned on them going into every home in this constituency. If I could just give you the URL, if anybody wants to see that leaflet, it's a short URL. And then
sure, this is genius. Another way to get the word out. Sure, give it to us.
Thank you. I knew you'd like it, man. It's inspired by your great work, my friend. N-E-W-A-I-J. 9/11 was an inside job. The initials, N-E-W-A-I-J.org. And you can look at our leaflet there. And if anybody wants to join, I'm taking members worldwide. This is a worldwide movement to try and get...
Yeah, get that out again. I want to write that down so we can put it up on screen.
I'd love you. If Paul Joseph Watson or somebody in the UK wants to get hold, I can offer you exclusive coverage of the events leading up to this. It's going to be quite...
No, but that's a smart way, and everybody getting the breakdown of the parties will see that. Smart little loophole you found there. What's the name of the site again?
It's just the initials of 9/11 as words, N-E-W-A-I-J. 9/11 was an inside job, N-E-W-A-I-J.org.
N-E-W-N-I-J.org.
It kind of spells New Age, but don't worry, we're nothing to do with the...
Oh, whatever. The point is getting the word out. Very exciting. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I mean, one thing is that the media here is required to mention the names of all parties. And another trick here is that we can stand in local elections with no deposit. There's some expense involved for a parliamentary election, but people can stand. Anybody who wants to stand is prepared to put the time in going around knocking on doors. We can get it on a ballot in any
local
election.
You get to go around to all the meetings and debates and get in the news. Yeah. Even if elections are fraudulent here to a great extent, it's great to run because you then get to illustrate things to people, and it's another bully pulpit to use. We'll be back with a call from Israel and New Mexico, Florida, West Virginia, you name it, and a key report on the economy.
The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, as we are Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And I am the long-winded progenitor of extremism, as Media Matters and other globalist operatives would say. But we are here live. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we also have the big flagship site, InfoWars.com, with some other auxiliaries out there like WhatIsTheEndgame.com and things like that. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to take three or four more calls, and then I've got to get to the financial news, some of the military news, and a few other big tidbits. We have not, they're not even tidbits, they're huge. I mean, 6 years ago, they would deny the NSA spy without warrants. Now, Senate bill rewrite lets feds read your email without warrants. We know that's already going on, but, I mean, now they just admit it. That's CNET News. It's just, it's unending. And there's people out there, oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. When we have the most scientifically crafted, grasping, premeditatedly evil government that's run by a bunch of mad scientists that think they're elites and see us as animals. And let me tell you something. I'm not an animal. And I've been around. I've seen a lot of things. And I've researched your writings. And I've watched you. And you people are not elitist. What you are is a stinking case of cancer. And I guess in your argument, hey, if you can take something over, that means you're boss of it. Not in my book. Not in my book. I mean, that's like these crazy people. They ask him, why'd you throw your baby off the cliff? I just had a compulsion. I just knew I could. I forget what they call that in psychology. But, man, I tell you, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid here. It's that simple. And we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We better turn this around. And that means all of us ourselves. Get our lives together. Get our houses in order. And so much of this is driven just by habit. We've been brought up in this corruption. We're just so used to it. Question everything. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to David in Israel. David, what did you call in about today?
I'm calling about that, you know, that there was a ceasefire that was supposed to happen. It was announced. It was on the news at 9 p.m. Israel time, which is 7 p.m. I mean, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it just Israel stopped. And the Arabs and Palestinians are still shooting rockets. They never stopped. I started seeing things on my Facebook page from it. And then also on Arut Sheva, you know, which is Israel nationalnews.com, also mentioned it. Like it's in some of the news things here. So, you know, all the even like Fox and all the news, it says ceasefire announced, and they kind of, that's it. But they're,
well,
they're,
I mean, obviously the image of Israel with F-16s bombing government buildings in Gaza is one we don't like to see, and I understand that. But why does Hamas, quote, celebrate Tel Aviv bus bombing? And I went and looked it up. They actually said that. Dozens wounded in blasts. Hamas blesses attack. Says, God willing, we will soon see black body bags. DrudgeReport.com is the best listing of all this. Egypt is calling this a truce. So my only issue is, why did they start firing rockets in early October? And why does everybody, because again, I'm about logic. I'm about being fair here. And I see a lot of stuff done in Israel I don't like. I see a lot of stuff a lot of other places I don't like. My only issue is I don't understand why Hamas is doing this if they don't want to be bombed. Can you explain that to me?
Sure, because they want to just destroy Israel. It's kind of like the kamikaze pilots. Like, you know, America couldn't handle it in the beginning because they couldn't understand it. So, you know, they just want, and it's written, you know, in their Bible, in the Quran, they just want to destroy all non-believers, and they know they're going to get attacked. They want to, which is hard for people to understand, they want to get a higher death toll, because they know it gets on the news. Like a rocket recently hit a school in southern Israel, but that school was empty because they sent everyone home for the day. Over there, they want to have the kids in school so they can go on the news and say, look at the poor
people. No, that's true. They actually parked the schools right next to the missiles.
Correct. But even now, like the example is there's a ceasefire. Israel stops, and they're continuing to shoot rockets. So what's going to happen? Israel will then go back in again and take some type of military action. And then people are going to say, oh, gee, what happened? It's a crazy circle. But, like, they literally never stopped. It was supposed to be 9 p.m., and I'm seeing things on Facebook.
No, I know. That's my point. You know, my point is I'm tempted to go there and see this for myself, but then I need to go see it from the other perspective. But I don't say I'm neutral on this because that's a good position to take. I mean, I live here in the United States. I'm on record not liking Israel, you know, involved in our politics, but I get the fact that they want that for their interest. That's what governments do. So the Constitution says that shouldn't be happening. But then I also get that the other Arab countries won't let the Palestinians into their countries. And then I also see the fact that, you know, there is all this talk. It's like, well, I'm over here trying to not have an Iran war because the government will use that to take my liberties and it'll kill a lot of innocent Iranians who don't like their government. But at the same time, Ahmadinejad is saying, blow up Israel, wipe them off the face. So it's so crazy when it just goes on and on. And I'll say this. Let me ask you this. As somebody living in Israel, yes, you're an Israeli, obviously. Let me ask you this question. We'll open the phones up. The show's almost over. On Friday and then Sunday, I'm going to be live on Sunday and then Monday. So I want to get both sides from you know, Palestine areas of, you know, Gaza, wherever folks are at there, to call them, but also from Israel. Because why did the West put Al Qaeda in Libya, put them in Syria, Now put the Muslim Brotherhood in, kick out their old guy. I mean, I see what's happening. They're getting ready to get just a big war going because then they can have more weapon sales on both sides and politicians can point fingers at each other. I mean, I see that that's why this is going on. And I quite frankly see, you know, Hamas gets stronger the more they're attacked. Netanyahu will get reelected because he's standing up to it. Boy, war just seems to help government, doesn't it?
Well, it's not really about the government so much. The Islamic way is to destroy anyone in the West. So I think the rest of the governments pulling out Mubarak and putting in the Muslim Brotherhood, it makes no sense. But I see it as a situation where they want to maybe appease them because they're afraid of being attacked themselves. So it's like, hey, we'll give them Czechoslovakia. We'll, you know, give this over. Just leave us alone.
Hitler, we'll give you Poland. Everything's fine. Well, sure. I mean, they have the saying that when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please.
Yes. And what you were saying before about the Native Americans is good. Just give you a background perspective, basic perspective. Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel for 3,000 years. There's been continuous Jewish presence here for 3,000 years. It's probably one of the oldest cities in the world, older than London, older than Paris. And if you go to the Western Wall, what we call here the Kotel, you can see from the outer walls of the Second Temple that's thousands of years old. Islam didn't even exist till, you know, 1,300 years ago. So it's been a continuous Jewish presence here, and there's about 6 million Jewish people in the Middle East. There's 600 million Arabs and Muslims. It's a 100-to-1 ratio, and the land is 1,000-to-1. If you look at the Muslim and Arab land...
No, I know those numbers. My only issue is this. I have had groups connected to the Israel lobby attack me because, I'm, you know, against the whole globalist move because all these governments are lined up for it. But then I separately, viciously, and sustained, before I ever even got into these issues, have been attacked by groups that all they do is obsess on Israel. If someone falls on a banana peel, it's Israel's fault. Everyone that works for me supposedly works for Israel. I get orders from Israel, all of it totally made up. They'll even edit that together. It's like... I've never seen so much deception as my point, is that I'm not somebody that's a joiner or in this camp or that camp, and it just must be really weird if you're Jewish, or especially Israeli, to have the whole world 24-7 obsessed with you, when, like you said, you're 1% over there in that area. I mean, it is biblical. It is, and of course there's going to be wickedness in high places. You're going to have wickedness in Israel as well. It is bizarre. It really is the big enchilada. Real quick closing comment to that, and I'm going to take a few more calls.
Sure. I think any criticism you have of Israel is legitimate or fair, even if I disagree with it. You're coming from a normalized place, not in a demonizing way. So I will say that, you know, even if things I disagree with,
Well, my whole point is everybody's got problems and corruptions. It's systemic. I'm just saying, I know in the Arab world, demonization of Israel becomes just an easy one-off for everything. Because I personally have experienced it, because I don't even hardly get into, you know, Israel and all this. I try to stay out of it. And people demand to put you in a camp, is what I'm saying.
Correct, yes. Absolutely. You don't necessarily, you know, need to be in one. Necessarily, and people, you know, like I said, it's not about picking like sports teams, one or the other. But you know, one closing point, like I said, just, you know, keep in mind that anything going forward, that Israel stopped with the ceasefire and the Arabs did not. So if anything happens tomorrow or the next day, you know, the news is not going to necessarily report that the ceasefire, the Arabs was continuing to shoot rockets when Israel stopped. And again, you can go to IsraelNationalNews.com, you can see it. There are things out there, but it's not widely publicized. So if Israel does something, we do something in the next day or two or tonight or something else, you'll know the reason for this specific issue. You know, there was a ceasefire. They did not hold. We will do something. It's not a what happened? It'll be clear. So just, you know, keep that in mind for, you know, what comes up in the next
few
days.
Well, here's the headline out of the LA Times. Ceasefire between Israel and Hamas prevents ground war. But Egypt says Gaza ceasefire agreement reached. And I'm not denying what you're saying, but I'm not even seeing more rockets fired. If what you're saying is true, then it shows that that the media is involved in a cover-up of this, because let me just type in rockets.
Click on IsraelNationalNews.com, right, which is a root Sheva, and then...
Oh, here it is, ABC News, yeah. No, I found it. It's rockets fall silent in Gaza ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Wait. The headline said that it had rocket fire halts. That says that. It lists 116 rocket strikes. Gaza rockets from Iran's technology. No, I believe you. I'll go check it. But we'll follow that. I appreciate your call from Israel. Look, my whole issue is, ladies and gentlemen, this is my biggest criticism of Israel. The Israel lobby consistently is anti-Second Amendment in this country, while my taxpayer money pays for settlers' M16s. And, I mean, my goodness, I'm going to pay for your M16s, but I can't have one? You know, that's my issue. And we wouldn't be over there in the Middle East if it wasn't for all the oil. Our government's putting Al-Qaeda in. It makes perfect sense. Because they're going to have larger wars with all these countries, and the globalists do want to depopulate the Arabs. I'd rather empower the Arabs, industrialize them. But the West, since 1953, has been overthrowing these countries. Anyways, it's a complex issue. It's just, yes, Hamas, since October 1st, has been firing rockets every day into Israel. To get the response, to get the crisis going, to try to force other Arab nations into a conflict with Israel. And Israel has got hundreds of nuclear weapons and a high-tech military, and you know the U.S. is going to get pulled in. I'm just trying to stop a wider war that the globalists are going to use to take all our liberties. And, you know, it is not good that they're firing rockets into Israel. And they're getting more and more high-tech. And the politicians' approval ratings drop when they don't fight back against that. So they're going to fight back against it. And, you know, government stage stuff, too. They don't even have to with this stuff. It's very complex. People want to make it simple. Celeste in New Mexico, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to call and wish you a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving and your family and all your crew.
Thank you.
You know, when we hear about all the things going on, we know that the Prince of Peace is in control. And I just want to call all of our brothers and sisters all over the world to join most Americans tomorrow. We're going to be sitting down and thanking God for all the wonderful things he's given us, and to join us and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that's what the word tells us. And there is hope. We know we win in the end. So I just want to encourage you, Alex. We've been listening to you since you went on the air 17 years ago. You're like part of our family. And we are just so blessed by you and thankful. And just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. You know, I tried to sit down this morning and write up something. In fact, I have some notes over here about what I'm thankful for. And it's such a big issue that I started almost crying, you know, got a tear in my eye. I don't even know how to say to God how thankful I am. I mean, it's so good. Goodness is so good. And then it makes evil that much more abhorrent. And that's why we have to stand up against it every day, every way. And I'm just thankful for our great audience who takes action. I'm thankful to all our friends in the media and the alternative media that are helping us fight tyranny. It is such a blessing and a great honor that we can now call for a national opt-out, film the TSA, and it's one of the biggest stories in the country. We can now expose RFID with kids getting kicked out of school. It's now a national news story. We can now expose so many things because we're now on over 140 AM and FM stations. Our news websites are giant. DrudgeReport.com carries a lot of it. That's what pushes it over the edge, along with all the other things. I'm just thankful for everybody. And I just want us to rediscover our common sense and rediscover a natural distrust of big government and a natural, you know, I mean, nobody wants to give you something for free from a big system, folks. People want to help somebody that's down, but the system doesn't want to help you. They want to help destroy you. Anything else, ma'am?
I just want to say it was a blessing to hear your son. You know, that's our hope, the young man from Florida. You know, we've got a lot of things to be thankful for. We've got young people, good young people, and we need to stand up. And Jesus said the truth will set us free, and that's what we're about. And thank God for you, and just keep up the fight.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Yeah, I see sitcoms and dramas that have paid government messages. Do you understand? That's admitted. That's not a free system. They've got that overlaying the real media. They want to get rid of us, so they're unopposed. And they're foolish. They think that'll work because the message has been sent. The more they clamp down, the more it's self-evident. But they have pro-government healthcare messages, anti-gun messages, anti-family messages. And they've got messages that are anti-children, that children are horrible and gross and a burden. And they've got messages that are destructive. And that's government paid for. And we're told young people are crud, and they do act like crud, more than ever. I've seen the numbers. But those that are awake are better than ever. It's just kind of a splitting apart of the ways there, the wheat from the chaff. But expanding on that, you should have an instinct to want to empower youth and empower others and teach them your knowledge and teach others what you know. That's what civilization and humankind is based on. Final segment, straight ahead. We'll try to go to Kenny and Kara and others. We'll be right back.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an amazing article by Kurt Nemo up at InfoWars.com. The United Nations is now moving with internal injunctions in the United States to block state laws nullifying legalization, decriminalization of marijuana. Unbelievable, because there's international treaties. See, this is global government right here. The states, they're saying, have no. Why do we even have states? Why is the UN and NATO telling Congress they tell the president who to attack? I mean, we're in global government. What we told you about 17 years ago is coming true. You better tell everybody you know about this broadcast. Unbelievable. And that story's been out for like an hour and a half, and I haven't even covered it. That's how conditioned I am to just accept this because I live so close to it. See, that's a problem. It's not that you can be too awake, but I'm already expecting all this. That article's up at Infowars.com. I mean, this is global government in your face. Good job, Kurt Nimmo, on that. Countdown to Judgment Day, breaking down the total surveillance takeover, Melissa Melton. Father blames TSA for incident which left baby bleeding. Oh, my gosh. Off the charts. TSA reissues order for software to spy on employees' communications. TSA refuses to release secret Obama directive on cybersecurity. NSA, I called it TSA. Cameras inside, mannequins spying on shoppers. I mean, just unbelievable. Journalists threatened by TSA pen scathing response. That's all up at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. And now they are going to make it nearly impossible to pass on a farm or a business to your children. Let's say you got a 100-acre farm. Sounds big to folks. You can barely make money with a 100-acre farm because the profit's so small on whatever you grow. And you got all the – I'm not going to get into the whole story. The point is they've done the actuaries, and it's broken down in the article. And I have family that have had to sell farms when they're dying because they go, oh, well, this is 200 acres. This is 100 acres. Why, we're going to value that at $6 million. There might be somebody that will buy that. Why, there was property 10 miles from here that sold for that. Yeah, because it's by a highway or whatever. And then they say, okay, you got to pay 50% inheritance tax. And now it's going up. Well, I don't have $3 million. Well, you got to sell it then. And then sometimes they'll come back and say, well, you didn't sell it for enough. You owe even more. It's like a penalty to even have the land. Do you know what they called the property tax when William the Conqueror put it in over England? They called it the doomsday tax. I almost interrupted Joseph Farrell when he brought up the doomsdays coming with all the taxes. And I almost, but I didn't interrupt him. I controlled myself. I'm like a little kid when somebody says something that I want to add to. I'm like, Listen, I'm sorry. I don't have time to go to your other calls. I got to most of them, but I'll be back, Lord willing. We got to rebroadcast tomorrow. We got to go decide what rebroadcast to put together, something special for tomorrow. And then Mike Adams is in on Friday. I think I do need a rest, but you know me. I won't be resting. I'll probably shoot 10 videos from home, knowing me. And then I'll be back Sunday. We'll be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, here on the air, and all new InfoWars Nightly News next Monday. And we're just following this incredible national opt-out, film the TSA. On record, they're trying to break your will and train you with obedience training and teach you that you're a prisoner, teach you that you're a perpetrator, teach you that you're all suspects, guilty until proven new world order slave, guilty until they put you 6 feet under, guilty until they've destroyed you. Now they're taking the kids away to private rooms where the salivating pedos literally dragged them screaming and crying. But we're fighting back. And we're exposing that the government ran the attacks of 9/11, and we're exposing the globalists, and the government runs al-Qaeda. Their whole narrative will fall if we just expose it, and if we stand up for what's right, we have a future. I'm thankful to the crew, our sponsors, our listeners, our AM and FM affiliates, nothing without God and His Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and just all of you out there. We're going to be able to defeat the globalists if we're proud of liberty, and if we stand up for it, and we challenge globalist henpecking control freaks everywhere. They desire to dominate. We desire freedom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.